Metal World Monday live on a Thursday. Collab with Velvet Elephant. Mostly a study session. Good luck with all your finals out there and have a good week. We'll be seeing you.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda, couldas, and never were's from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to throw me off my rhythm. Anyway, the heck is this? Oh well. I'm wondering if the CDs are hooked up to the remote. I will soon find out. Anyway, Why don't we get into it? These are the Desperate Hours.
Time. see the good, have a million faces. Because I made this life, and I made it for myself. If you scandalize my name, then you scandalize yourself. Because I'm not to blame for the things that I've been doing. You all say that I'm bad, and I'll only end in ruin. All night stand with a different girl each night. All night stand with 200 miles to ride. But I won't give it up, long as I can make the bread. When I do, I shall stop, close my eyes and go to bed. And forget all the schnights of all people on my back. Once I'm free from these chains, I ain't never looking back. All night stand, been around, seen a thousand places, yeah. All night stand, seen a good half a million faces, yeah. All night stand, I can't get these people off my back. All night stand, said 10% for this and that. All night stand, tripping club and sweating hard. All night stand, where we're going and what we got. All night stand, all night stand.
Hi, this is Mike Stewart from The Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on The Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Can you see me? Baby, future of a thousand years. Can you hear me? Right all over town. Yeah, baby. Can you hear me, baby? Right, cause you put me down. Let's get you up. Train coming from a thousand miles. Oh, yeah. Oh, can you hear me?
yeah, it's 6:18 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Community Freeform. It's whatever you want it to be this week. Radio. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Pilot Error to kick it off. Kick off the opening theme because I forgot to program one of the part that had the DJ mixer. Anyway, just heard the Wailers. The Wailers are from Seattle. Wailers. The Wailers I like. Wailers. And Dirty Robber, the reissue came out in 1999 on Norton. It was originally released on Etiquette in 1965. Jimi Hendrix Experience from 1967. A track that originally came out in the Are You Experienced LP, the British version. But it appeared in the U.S. on Smash Hits, which got repeated plays in every possible cassette player that I had, whether it was in my car or at home. Anyway, Jimi Hendrix Experience and Can You See Me? The Boys recorded live at the Rat in 1976, September 76. And yes, I was at one or two of those shows. More out of curiosity than being part of any scene, because I pretty much, for the past 40-plus years, pretty much Forrest Gumped my way through a lot of this stuff. Anyway, The Boys, Easy to Fall in Love, from the Live at the Rat double album set, 1976 on Rat Records. Good luck finding it. I don't know if it's been reissued on CD or what. Anyway, before that, a band called The Thoughts, a track that was originally released on the Planet label in 1966. I got off the Nuggets 2 box set. Came out with Rhino in 2001, an all-night stand. Ron Chans, memory of Chandler, who passed away last week. And I Need Adventure from the album Me Stupid. Came out on Crypt in 1992. Fortunately, most of the songs are radio-friendly, if the title of the album is not. And then we kicked it off with Iggy and the Stooges. And one of the albums that were the cornerstones, or laid the foundation for the type of music aficionado I am today. Iggy and the Stooges and Gimme Danger from Raw Power. Came out in 1973 on Columbia. Hey, you know, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are. Go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Come on. Haven't had any upward mobility in the last couple of weeks. Don't be bashful. And if you really want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people in the greater Boston area and all across the internet, can make an ID on one of those bumpers. You heard two of them. Mike Stewart, disc jockey right here at MFO, and Robbie White at WOWD on Holy Alliance. Here's Sunday mornings from 10 to 12. You can check that out. 9 to 12, I'm sorry. And check that out. Anyway, all you got to do is mention Alex, WMFO, and the Desperate Hours and all their possible combinations. Then your name, general geographic area, or planet, and your claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Anyway, let's go down under for this first, this next set. These are the Desperate Hours.
Can you imagine what it feels like down and out? Investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. Over and out.
Thank you. This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Oh, yeah, 6:35 p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Well, it's getting better. The mistakes are getting smaller. Anyway, backing me up, as always, for the next month, anyway, Esquivel, his take on Sentimental Journey, originally released in 1961. I got off a best of thing called Esquivel. Came out in 1994 in BMG. Anyway, just heard the Marquees, and Last Night came out in 1960 on Satellite, and it was reissued, I think, on Stax or Volt or one of them in Memphis. Going out to the Dean of Cool at RCC, Melissa Jean. Well, that's Steve Lawrence and his take on Party Doll. And it was released around the same time as Buddy Knox's version, 1957. And before that, Jackie Lee and an organ grinder there with Happy Vacation. Came out in 1959 on Swan. Dick Cannon, wherever he is, who knows? He's on his ham radio listening to the Desperate Hours. You should be listening to them too. Anyway, here we go. I got to manually repeat the talk break bed. Then we kicked off the set with the Creatures, an ugly thing from the compilation of the same name. Came out in 1992 on Raven out of Australia. It was originally released in the RCA Limited label in Australia in 1967. Hey, if you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go to www.wmfo.org, go over to schedule, go over to Thursday, scroll down to 6 o'clock or 1800 hours. I forget if it's military time or regular time. Click on the Desperate Hours Alex, and there's 2 weeks' worth of archives you can click on. If I don't enunciate clear enough for you, you can always go over to Spinatron. Go over to Spinatron and view the playlist. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours.
was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. Yeah. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. Yeah. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember, don't wipe them daddy feet. Yeah. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Yeah. This morning Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Said the mama as he passed around them black-eyed peas. That's soul food, you know what I'm talking about. Said old Billy Joe ain't never had a liquor since in his life. Woman, pass me them biscuits, please. Some more soul food. Said, cause that's still 5 more acres in the lower 40. Me and my mule has got the plow. Yeah. And mama said it was ashamed about poor Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes no good to nothing old Choctaw Ridge, no. And now this Billy Joe McAllister jumped on to Tallahatchie Bridge. Oh, my brother recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a bullfrog down my back at the Carroll County Bitches Show. Wasn't I talking to him at the church just last Sunday night? Yeah, I'll have some more of that apple cobbler, mama. You know it don't seem right. Saw him yesterday at the sawmill, standing way up on Choctaw Ridge, y'all. And now you tell me Billy's act a fool and jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Oh, my mama said, son, what's happened to your appetite? Said, I've been standing over this hot stove cooking, and you haven't touched a single bite, no. She said that fine little daughter, Brother Taylor's, dropped by the house today. Said she'd be pleased to have dinner with us on Sunday. Oh, son, by the way. She said she thinks she saw a boy looks like you standing up on Choctaw Ridge, yeah. And he and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Years come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother got mad to Becky Thompson and he bought him a little country store down in Tupelo. That was a virus going around. Papa caught it and he died last spring. Sorry about that. Now mama sits around and doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. No, 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 no. Me, I spend a lot of time eating me a cold watermelon on Choctaw Ridge. And I spit the seeds into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
I'm sure.
6:49 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I just played. And I'll swing right back into it. You just heard The Who by request for Winthrop Richard out there. And Disguises from the Magic Bus LP. Came out in 1968 on Decca. Well, that Joe Tex and his take or channeling Bobby Gentry, an ode to Billy Joe. That was on the LP Soul Country. Came out in 1968 on Atlantic. And then we kicked it off with a band called the Venus Flytrap. A track called The Note. Came out on the compilation Acid and Flowers. Came out in 1996 on the Timothy's Brain label. Originally released on Jaguar in 1967. Anyway, this next set will take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. I hope you're digging it. The things I don't do for the both of yous. These are the Desperate Hours. Oh, Darlene's here. We can start the party now.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Done sound.